This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged NDA members of parliament to adhere to the rules of parliament, uphold the principles of parliamentary democracy, and exhibit good conduct, which he said is essential for being a good MP. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the NDA parliamentary party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of NDA since the formation of new government. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct. Mr. Rijiju conveyed that the Prime Minister also emphasized that every MP has been elected to serve the country and regardless of the party they belong to. Service to the nation is the foremost responsibility. Mr. Rijiju said the Prime Minister also encouraged MPs to develop expertise in issues of their interest such as water, the environment and social sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha this evening on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. He will reply in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow. This was informed by the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju after the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. In the Lok Sabha, participating in a discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said the present government lacks absolute majority and this victory is of the India alliance. During his speech, Mr. Yadav raised questions over the Indian economy, saying that despite India becoming the fifth largest economy in the world, per capita income is still low. Mr. Yadav also raised the issue of paper leaks. Kalyan Banerjee of TMC alleged that opposition leaders are being targeted with the misuse of central agencies. He also alleged that attacks had been made on the federal structure in the last 10 years. Soumitra Khan of BJP raised the issue of alleged atrocities on the BJP workers in West Bengal. He also raised the issue of reported atrocities against women in the state. There was heated exchange between the Treasury and the TMC MPs over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in a discussion, Birendra Prasad Vaishya of AGP raised the issue of inclusion of six communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. He also talked about issues of illegal migrants in the state and addressed on the need to take steps to protect the identity of indigenous people of Assam. Mr. Vaishya demanded that flood and erosion in Assam should be declared as a national problem. BJP MP Ashok Rao Chaban of BJP said that a wrong narrative was established during the election that this party intended to change the constitution. Mr. Chaban also talked about the NEET exam issue, saying the culprits should be booked and fair investigation to be done and the government is clear about it. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari alleged that no steps have been taken to curb price rise in the country. He also said that there are also no mention of Manipur unrest in the president's address. Participating in the discussion, P. Wilson of DMK said that the need-based examination system is against the poor and marginalized sections of the society. He said that Tamil Nadu has adopted the 12th examination mark-based system for medical admission rather than selection-based examination. In Assam, the flood situation has turned critical, with more than 6 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 19 districts. During the last 24 hours, two more people died in Tinsukia and Demaji, taking the death toll to 36, while another person has been reported missing in Golaghat. More than 1,200 villages across 64 revenue circles are affected and over 14,700 hectares of crop area has been damaged across the state. In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant rain continues to affect normal life. Landslides and flash flood triggered by heavy rainfall have blocked road communications to many interior places in Itanagar and Papumpare district. Administration have declared closure of schools for next 5 days. Surging water of Lohit River and its tributaries have flooded many low-lying areas. Administration has evacuated 52 people from various flood-affected areas in the district. In Namsai and Changlang district, Assam Rifles has launched Operation Savior to rescue stranded civilians and provide relief to the flood-devastated villages. The T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team has been stranded in Barbados for the past 2 days because of Hurricane Beryl, which has led to the shutdown of airports and businesses. The hurricane in the Caribbean Sea has been upgraded to a Category 4, bringing life-threatening winds that storm Barbados and nearby islands. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.